This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
One more time.
Intercepted. Jenkins has another one. Racing down the sidelines. Rayshon Jenkins is going to win it.
Because it's fun. What a resilient bunch this team is. The Jacksonville Jaguars snap a 20 straight game losing streak to the NFC in thrilling fashion against the Cowboys, 40-34. I got to imagine that being there was just about as thrilling as it was watching on Fox 30. I was texting back and forth with a buddy who had his son there, and his 16-year-old was kind of like, I don't know if I want to go. Oh, boy. I think they are very pleased that they ended up going yesterday. Action Sports, Jack's Brent Martineau probably waking up with a big old smile on his face as well. You mentioned it in your recaps today, Brent. This is a resilient team. That starts, I think, with the head coach, but goes all the way down through the franchise.
Yeah, I think it does. I think it goes to the head coach, Doug Peterson, the culture he's built in a short time, Rich. But I also think you have to give some credit here to Trent Baalke and guys that have brought players into the locker room. You know, it was a good locker room, yes, last year, even amidst all the garbage of Urban Meyer. But I think with Doug Peterson, with the guys in the locker room, I asked Evan Engram that too, and I was like, well, what makes a resilient bunch? And he said, we've all been through stuff, whether it's Trevor's rookie year or me dropping passes or this guy doing this. I mean, we've all have a story. And so they are resilient, man. I got to give them credit. They're a likable team. And, well, you like your team when they win, too, and they get big ones like they did yesterday.
Well, they go down 17, and we were watching a game at a local establishment, and I said it, I overheard a few other people saying, like, this has blowout written all over it, and they come back to force overtime. The fact that Trevor Lawrence fumbles the ball in a just an unbelievably, kick in the gut sort of way late. I thought at that point it's over, and the defense forces a three and out, and they're able to get the ball down the field ultimately and kick the field goal. And that shows the resilience. What are you seeing in the development of Trevor Lawrence this season with each of these games as they go by?
Well, obviously he's playing really good football, so he's confident. And I actually think the mistakes that he makes come from overconfidence and trying to make a play. Mm. When they were down, the interception, he's trying to force something, and he's like, I'll try to get it in there. Or, I mean, listen, this one, that was a heck of a run, and he's just trying to make a play late in the game, and he fumbled the football. But I think what you like about Trevor is after that London game, he comes back from it. It bounces back. Well, after the turnover yesterday, bounces back, touchdown drive. After the fumble, field goal drive, and then they go on to win the game. So that's a young quarterback who's still confident and not losing confidence when he doesn't make a play, and that's kind of the whole team. ETN, he had the bad fumble, and he runs for over 100 yards. Christian Kirk has a bad drop, and he goes makes two huge catches in the football game. Trevor Lawrence leading the way in that category, but I think the entire team did it yesterday.
Brent, as electric as the atmosphere was at the bank yesterday, I look 3 weeks ahead from now in that Tennessee Titans matchup that has the potential of being even more electric. What's the path to the playoffs for the 6-8 bunch? And who would have believed that a month and a half ago?
Amazing. This is what changed on Sunday. This is how big it was. It was almost more important the Titans lost than the Jags won. But now that the Jags won, what really changes, they control their own destiny. They needed help going into yesterday from the Titans, possibly to lose two out of the next three games. Well, now because the Titans lost to the Chargers and the Jags won, Jags beat the Jets, Jags beat Houston, and Jags beat Tennessee. They're in the postseason as the AFC South champs, and they would host a playoff game, by the way, Rich, in January. So that's how wacky this has really gotten for the Jags. Now, Houston's playing really good football. Dallas is obviously Dallas. The Titans have lost four in a row. So the Titans could even help them out a little bit more and give the Jags maybe a mulligan in there against Houston or the Jets so they wouldn't have to win them all. But bottom line is, this is shaping up like that last game of the season is going to be a monster in Jacksonville.
Monday morning quarterback on ESPN 690 starts at 8 o'clock this morning, and I can't wait to hear what Maurice Jones-Drew and some of the other guys have to say this afternoon, 3 till 6. I'll be listening in to Brent and Friends on ESPN 690. Man, that had to be fun, and we look forward to the next couple of weeks. Win or lose, at least we are beginning to see that there is a fun, resilient bunch that plays at TIA Bank Field on Sundays.